Classic Tales of Humour, read by Nigel Hawthorne. Brugglesmith by Rudyard Kipling. The first officer of the Breslau asked me to dinner on board before the ship went round to Southampton to pick up her passengers. The Breslau was lying below London Bridge, her fore hatches open for cargo, and her deck littered with nuts and bolts and screws and chains. The Black MacPhee had been putting some finishing touches to his adored engines, and MacPhee is the most tidy of chief engineers. If the leg of a cockroach gets into one of his slide valves, the whole ship knows it, and half the ship has to clean up the mess. After dinner, which the first officer, MacPhee, and I ate in one little corner of the empty saloon, MacPhee returned to the engine room to attend to some brass fitters. The first officer and I smoked on the bridge and watched the lights of the crowded shipping till it was time for me to go home. It seemed, in the pauses of our conversation, that I could catch an echo of fearful bellowings from the engine room, and the voice of MacPhee singing of home and the domestic affections. MacPhee has a friend aboard tonight, a man who was a boilermaker at Greenock when MacPhee was apprentice, said the first officer. I didn't ask him to dine with us, because... I hear, I answered. We talked on for a few minutes longer, and MacPhee came up from the engine room with his friend on his arm.
"Let me introduce you to this gentleman," said MacPhee. "He's a great admirer of your rocks. He has just heard of them."
MacPhee could never...